Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Southern California.
Not so sunny today.
Right.
Today, Jill and I talk about cash deals actually make more money over terms. That redefines arithmetic.
It's true.
It has to do with the velocity of money.
I love it.
I'll talk about it later. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Matt asks, I have heard that the state of Arizona has limits to how many properties one can buy or sell in a year. I think they said it's 6.
Wrong.
I'm not sure if this pertains to a certain county. Is this true?
Nope.
Do any other states have this limitation?
Yes.
Perhaps I misunderstood. Or it could be bogus. Not sure. That's why I'm asking the experts. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, if this is true, I would assume I could purchase 6 in my name, 6 in my LLC, and create other LLCs when needed. Thanks.
Thank you, Matt, for asking this question. This is a master's degree, maybe PhD level question, and I'm happy to answer it. Arizona has something called the Bulk Sales Act. It is directly in response to, in the 50s and 60s, groups of people buying a bunch of property, huge acres of property, subdividing it because there are no rules back then, and then advertising in a magazine and cold calling people in the eastern part of the country and selling them bogus, selling them property, you know, 5 and 6 and 10 times selling mm-hmm. it. It gives us a bad name in this industry.
It's true.
So
there's a movie about
it. What was that movie called?
I can't remember. But yeah, they would have
Glenn Ross.
They would have signs up. It was just
Rio Rico. If you haven't seen, if you're in the land business, you got to see Glengarry Glenn Ross. These salesmen sitting in a room in the 50s and just scam people out of their dough.
I know.
So Arizona's answer back then was to pass a law called Bulk Sales Law. So, and it says you have to file a public report. And it's just anybody can file a public report on property that they own mm-hmm. if you're going to sell a single property in a subdivision. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get tons of mail on this because that law is not clear mm-hmm. what a subdivision is. It's not clear. But what they say is if you have, 25 properties in a subdivision, you have to sell them off in 6s. If you only own one there, like let's say you own a house, for instance, you don't have to file a public report when you sell your house, do you?
Right.
Or do you? If you read the law,
really screwy.
So this is what happens. You know, on the way to work today, you probably went over the speed limit. And that's basically the same thing here. So does the law, to answer Matt's question, limit how many properties you can buy? No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with if you own a bunch of properties in one subdivision, you have to sell them in what's called 6-packs or file a public report. Mm-hmm. That's the law. Now, I will tell you this. No one follows the law. No
exactly.
one. And it's all complaint driven.
Right.
I went to court over this and I lost.
Yeah.
A lot of years ago before Joe. And what did I have to do? Write the Arizona Department of Real Estate a $1,500 check to slap me on the wrist and pay my legal fees.
Right.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
What was it? They were just jealous?
No, it was complaint driven. Because here's what happened is I bought a bunch of property in Coconino County and sold it. And a guy up there who lived up there, who is very in tune with the law and sick and tired of people driving down his, this guy like a hermit, you know, he went and filed all this. It was all complaint driven.
Just to make an example of you just because he had nothing better to do.
Driven.
I believe that.
There's a guy who owns landcentral.com. What's his name?
Steve
Seal took this to the Arizona Supreme Court because he got sued over like a real large property and he won. So there's precedent-setting case. Is this going to happen to you? No. Is somebody going to call you if you... Oh, my... There's people listening to this going, I've been selling property in Arizona like this. Ranches my whole life.
Right.
What are you talking about, bulk sales?
Never heard of this. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that from me, but don't worry. Do other states have rules like this? He asks. Yeah, heck yes. California's not one of them. Mm-hmm. Every time you go to vote for mail propositions and stuff, sometimes they throw it in there. They want to undo it or make it worse or whatever, but It's something that you need to know about and be aware of and not flaunt is what needs to happen. You know there's a speed limit. You know that the speed limit's 65 and that if you go 75, you're probably going to be okay. Can you go 140? No.
So and if just, you do it right in front of a cop,
right.
No.
Exactly, Jill.
Yeah. And if you, and you're racing around pissing people off, they might report you. It's kind of like that. Can. Don't race around pissing people off.
I don't think you can say that on this Rated G show, but okay.
I just did.
Well, it is half your show.
Thank you. I will find out.
So his last question says, of course, if this is true, I would assume I could purchase 6 in my name, 6 in my LLC, and create other LLCs when needed. Okay, please listen carefully. This puts you in what's called RICO status, which is the exact same RICO laws are how they get gangsters. It's collusion and premeditation. Never, ever want to do this. This is like going 140 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone.
Are you saying because this means like you're obviously trying to get around the law and it's premeditated?
Well, what you're advertising to the planet, lawyers and judges and everybody is, I know there's a bulk sales law.
And
I'm intentionally
working around it
to deceive and deceit and cheat. And now you go to prison for that. Instead of just saying, I don't know, I own a bunch of property in a subdivision and I sold it. I really didn't know about this. Sorry. I'm happy to pay. I won't do it again.
Exactly. You know, or...
Just pull a Jill there, you know. Jill's expert at asking for forgiveness, not permission.
Right. Some of these laws are so ridiculous. It's like good luck figuring them out. And number one, one attorney will say one thing and another attorney will say another. That's the other thing too. Now, however, should this ever come up, all you need to do is shop for the attorney that is on the same page with you. Seriously.
Which is what I did when I got,
exactly.
I got my wrist slapped.
It's like, whatever. You know what? And I'm sure at the end of the day, you probably could have pushed it and won, but it was easier just to bow out and pay the stupid fine.
It is exactly what the lawyer said.
Yeah.
Almost that exact.
We will win this if you really want to push it. Because we have, there's three laws, right? We have three laws saying this and four laws going against it over here. You know, this undoes this one. This undoes, you know, that one, whatever. That's exactly what goes on.
Right.
Thank you.
Today's topic, cash deals make you more money than terms. This is the meat of the show. Well, Steve, that defies logic. You just said yesterday that if you do a sell a property on terms, you make 500 to 1,000%. And if you sell a property for cash, you make 100%, maybe a little more or less. Well, here's the deal, and Jill knows this. We talk about it all the time, actually. Let's say you buy a property, 40-acre property, and you spend $4,000 on it. And you have two choices. You can sell it for cash immediately for $8,000 to $10,000. Or you can sell it for $20,000 over terms forever. You know, and then you get your money back $200 at a time until you're just making a ton of money. Let's say it's a 20-year term. How many 40-acre properties can you flip with that $4,000? That initial $4,000, it's $4,000, then $8,000, then $16,000,
right.
Then $32,000. Over 20 years, how many properties are, how much your cash balance going to be at the end?
Bingo.
My way, the cash way, you know, you have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in 20 years.
Right.
We are living examples of that. Or you can have $28,000 at the end.
Right.
On that $4,000 investment. Which one do you choose?
Exactly.
The real answer is both. Because some properties that you just get a smoking deal on that are fantastic, like dreamy postcard properties, you do want to sell in terms. But the vast majority, in my opinion, and I think Jill's too, is double your money and get out of there.
Well, I just had this conversation with a guy named Tim in Portland the other day. And hi, Tim. And that was the question I asked him. I said, okay, what's your goal here? Are you trying to get a big bank balance? You know?
That's my goal.
Right? Are you trying to get a big bank balance? Or do you want like a ton of property and payments coming in? And his answer was perfect. He's like, both. I said, all right, I gotcha. So totally on the same page. And that's what, you know, so this is what I told him, like kind of what you're saying. I said, all right, so then dive in. It will work itself out. There's going to be properties that are so great and so awesome that you might want to hang on to. Those are going to sell on terms, because we all know at the end of the terms, 90% of them are going to fall off. They're not going to pay them out. So you will end up owning the property forever, and somebody else is going to pay for it. So that's your residual, if you will.
And that's, go ahead, Jill. That's the truth of it.
Right. And then the other part is just go into the mindset that I'm just going to get in, get out, double my money, and you know, yeah.
Watch, and everybody wins.
Watch your bank balance grow. I mean, that's what happens, you know, to us and our members overnight. I love getting these emails, by the way, so please keep them coming. I love getting emails when people are like, I wasn't even looking at my balance. I just was, you know, head down working really hard, and they come up and they log in to check their bank account and they're like, holy cow, where did that come from?
Yep.
You know, that's exactly what happens to people, and it's the best thing.
Incidentally, it's Velocity of Money Week.
Oh.
This is the definition of the velocity of money.
You
take the same $4,000. How fast can you turn it? We have investors for House Academy, which we haven't launched yet. When we buy and sell houses, we sometimes use our money. More often than not, we use other members' money because they're not interested in sending mail out and having a business like we are. They're just interested in placing money and getting $10,000 or $12,000 back. You know, and their number one question, and they're correct, is, "What, can we do this any faster? Because I'm using the same $300,000 cash that I have saved up to buy these houses so we can split the money. Can you do it faster, please?" And think about that. So they're using the same $400,000, which we use their $400,000 to buy a house, and then we give them $410,000 back.
Right.
Once or twice a month.
Right.
If we did it every week, think about how much money they'd be making.
Exactly.
Their ROI is now 100% over annualized over
right.
a year. So it's all about making that money and using it faster and faster and faster, the same investment capital.
Exactly. It's too easy to start with, you know, I talk to people about this all the time. Start with, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000, whatever it is, you know, and learn to double it in a month. And then do that, and then double that, and then double that, and double that. They kind of go, wow, really? I'm like, yeah, that's really all you do.
Yep.
You know, and if you can,
it's
never,
that easy.
And the thing is too, you can never change the property size. Say you're really comfortable, you know, buying them for $5,000, selling them for $10,000 because they're worth $20,000. You know, stay with that property type, ride that wave for a while.
Right.
You know, make it, and that's how you make it easy for yourself too, by the way. People are like, shucks, I mean, I don't know if I can do that much, double it. Sure you can. Because then as you go, you're going to get a system created. And Tim and I talked about that. His girlfriend is the system person. I think, yay, glad you have that.
Yeah.
We all need that person in our world. That's why I have you.
That's right.
So, and now Molly. So, but that's why you have a system. And then it's not Molly. Painful. You go, wait a minute, now I got to do double the work. No, you don't. You're going to get faster every time.
Has it occurred to you guys? It's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Has it occurred to your new hire, Molly, that her name is associated with illicit drugs?
I'm sure it has. We've not had that conversation, but yes, I'm not doing a Molly. I don't even know what the right terminology is. How funny is that?
Molly came to the party.
Is that really what you say that?
Yeah.
Really?
That's hilarious. There's Molly's here. Come on over.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I did not know that. That's how funny.
Everybody knows it now, so probably no one says it anymore. It's probably got a different name.
Wasn't that from like 19?
Yeah, like 1991. Believe it or not, I'm actually not in tune with these kinds of things.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. You know what? We have listeners that are in their 20s right now. Right now, they're rolling their eyes.
Just
going,
like the kids do.
They're like, Dad.
Oh my gosh.
It's not even called that anymore. That's not even a thing.
Right.
We're so past that. Dad.
Oh my God, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Dad. Please put your shirt back on.
My friends are here. You're embarrassing me.
Somebody sent me a link to a website called Dads on Vacation. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's just guys out on the beach and stuff that should never, ever.
Oh.
You know.
Like hairy guys.
Just all of that.
Oh, I can't stand
Dads
that.
Dads on Vacation, I know.
I can't stand hairy men wearing tank tops. It's awful. Please don't do that.
It bugs you so much.
No, I know. Or they cut the sleeves off it, and I don't understand the cut. Don't, please don't ever cut your sleeves off a shirt. I don't care how good you look.
That. people are looking down at what they're wearing right now.
That's hilarious. Oh, that's
well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode, we hope, where we discuss better ROI. Do you get a better ROI with land or houses?
I have an idea. And we answer your questions posted on our online community found off landacademy.com. Go there. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Yeah.
We dress appropriately.
I wonder if we do. Well, someone would tell us. Like,
no,
the
I'm not
kids
sure they would.
Us.
I'm not sure they would. Maybe I should ask them.
We dress for our age.
Well, I do know this. They're not embarrassed to be seen in public with us. So I take that as a positive.
So they say.
Like, even Friday night. I mean, I can do Friday night movie night with multiple kids and their friends.
Well, you
never mind on buying.
Too, yeah.
That's true. But if it was that bad, I'm not sure I'd go. Wait a minute. They are taking
they would
to
tell you.
Dark theater shoot.
They would say.
One of them, well, they I've all gone to their work establishments. They have totally taken me to their work establishments and
wow, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Even some friends. So, that's okay too.
Were you embarrassed of your parents when you were young?
No, I wasn't. My parents are cool. They took us on, remember we were talking about like vacations and stuff?
Yeah.
There were no tents. They were all like 4 and 5 star. That was our vacations.
Uh-huh.
Like we'd go to a nice resort in Mexico and my dad would rent, you know, all the boating equipment and we just would rip it up. It was
you and
really
I had
fun.
Really different childhoods. Good for you.
I'm so sorry. Hey, share the fun by poor Steven didn't have much fun, so please help us share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.